AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's been striking back at Israel and other targets across the Gulf region, but Israel's been hitting Iranian missile launchers and a nuclear research site. President Trump says the attacks are depleting Iranian forces.
They have no navy. It's been knocked out. They have no air force. It's been knocked out. They have no air detection. That's been knocked out. Their radar has been knocked out.
As for who might eventually take power in Iran, President Trump was asked if exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi might be a good choice.
I guess he is. Some people like him, and we haven't been thinking about too much about that. It would seem to me that somebody from within might maybe would be more appropriate. I've said that.
Israel's also been hitting Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, where health officials say some 50 people have been killed. At last check, the death toll in Iran was nearing 800. Oil prices climbed another 4.7%, while stocks rebounded from big plunges, the Dow finishing down about 0.8%, the S&P 0.9%, the NASDAQ a full 1%. In other news, Ed Donahue reports Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem testified on Capitol Hill for the first time since the shooting death of two protesters by federal officers in Minneapolis.
In the Senate, Noem defended her agency's treatment of immigrants caught up in enforcement activities.
We've worked at targeting the worst of the worst.
Renee Good was shot and killed by an ICE officer in January. Later that month, Customs and Border Protection officers in Minneapolis opened fire on Alex Preti. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar asked Noem about comments she made immediately after both of their deaths that cast them as the aggressors.
How about specifically calling them domestic terrorists without any evidence of that?
Ma'am, I did not call him a domestic terrorist. I said it appeared to be an incident of.
Homeland Security has said in the past Democrats encourage people to oppose officers as they try to make arrests. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. In Georgia, a man's been convicted of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter for giving his teenage son the gun he's accused of using to kill two students and two teachers at a high school in Winder. And Jennifer King reports two men in their 20s have been arrested in a weekend shooting at a Cincinnati nightclub that left 9 wounded.
Franique Cobb and Derek Long face federal charges as convicted felons in possession of a firearm. Prosecutors say surveillance footage shows both men fired weapons, and ballistics evidence shows only two guns were discharged. Assistant Prosecutor Connor Wood spoke at Cobb's arraignment.
The defendant, who has a longstanding grudge against the victim in this case, saw him from across the venue and immediately opened fire.
The shooting erupted Sunday around 1 a.m. inside the Riverfront Live while hundreds of people were gathered for hip-hop producer DJ Fresh's annual birthday party. Audio courtesy WCPO. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.